Books on Tape presents Mergers and Acquisitions by Dana Vashon, read by Kirby Hayborn.
Chapter 1. The New York Racquet and Tennis Club. The bride-to-be needed to change the dressing on her wound, and her black-suited mother let her know it by pointing to her shoulder, then raising her Botoxed brow as best she could. Lauren Schuyler had been born wealthy and healthy and beautiful, and she was right to view herself as entirely blessed, save for the dozen or so moles splattered across her arms and chest. Not even the city's lost plastic surgeons would touch them for fear of scars, so she tanned the rest of herself to a darkened umber, and in this way kept the moles from standing out. No one wore costumes on the night of her engagement party at the Racquet and Tennis Club, but in the ballroom of that club, that limestone manse sitting like a sphinx on Park Avenue, the most prosperous street in the most prosperous city in the most prosperous nation that ever lived, there was no need for costumes to have a masked ball. Everyone knew their role and played it. The members of the Racquet and Tennis Club, which had nothing to do with racquetball and less to do with tennis, walked about like reborn Roman senators, which is not too far from what they were. Their names were written in gold leaf on mahogany plaques across the walls of the changing rooms, Whitneys, Phippses, Rockefellers, and they bathed naked together in the Turkish bath and played obscure racket sports passed down from Bourbon kings and sealed billion-dollar deals with clinks of glasses over lunch. And at these parties, if you were not a member, you were a guest and set your face stern to conceal your awe. You were solemn to foil discovery of the wonder that mugged you of your confidence.